Well, Brock Palmer will try and send him home with another single. We'll see if he does. 0-2 the count. Suarez looks back to second. Now brings the pitch home. It's taken low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Jack Council standing on second base. Another quick runner. One and two the count. And Torres looks back to second. Now fires home. Check swing. Didn't go. It misses low and away. 2-2 the count. And Sam Meidenbauer on deck if it gets there. But Torres hoping this will be the last batter he faces. 2-2 the count. Torres just trying to get out of this inning. And the pitch coming home on the outside edge. Called strike three. And that takes care of Brock Palmer for the third out of the second inning. However, four runs did come across for the Chinooks on the, five hits. There was one error, and the Chinooks left one runner on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 5-0 Lakeshore on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to it.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Donnie Edgar had a solid first inning for the Lakeshore Chinooks. He ended up retiring three batters of the four he faced. The only batter that he allowed reach was Jake Beauchesne, who singled off of him and was stranded over there at first. So now in the bottom of the second, the Raptors will look to work back from down 5-0. The first pitch on the way to Landon Gaz misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup, and Gaz gets underneath one, popped up towards shallow center field. The shortstop going out to it, called off by the center fielder, who has it bounce out of his glove. Oh, man. Big-time error from Cade Sears. And it lets Landon Gaz reach first base. E8 on the play, and it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. The Mashers, the rebrand for the Raptors for today only, are down 5-0 in the bottom of the second. First pitch on the way home, called for strike number one on the outside half of the plate. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting second baseman, he's played a lot of third and a tad bit of right field as well. 0-1 count coming home, misses outside, now a 1-1 count. And Skinner trying to make things go his way. This season has not been his best showing, batting just 160, but he does have three home runs on the year. Trying to make it four, 1-1 the count. On the outside edge, called for strike number two, 1-2 the count. And for him, he's been trying to continue improving despite the injury problems that he had. earlier in the year. He missed about a month of playing time, and since then, he's been working to get back into shape, and he shows it off here, getting the hit into center field. Back-to-back base runners for the Rafters. It's their second hit of the game as Luke Skinner ends up on first base and moves Landon Gaz into scoring position. Gaz is now on second base, Skinner on first, and it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with nobody out in the bottom of the second. Still 5-0 Lakeshore. Maude, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Edgar. And the first pitch on the way home, breaking ball in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Maude a big frame, so that makes the strike zone a little bit larger on him. But he also does have quite a bit of pop in that bat. Still trying to show it off. He has one home run on the season. 0-1 the count, gets a swing and a miss, now 0-2. That one home run, however, was on the road at Green Bay, where he went opposite field over the short wall in right. So still looking for his first home field home run. 0-2 the count. Looking back to second. Edgar fires home and not able to get the pitch called for a strike. It's now 1-2 just outside on Maude. And Edgar thought that one was strike number three and maybe had a point on it. 1-2 the count. The Mashers trying to drive in their first run of the game. Edgar brings home the delayed pitch. It's a soft grounder to the right side of the infield. Picked up at first base. Just going to have to flip it back to the pitcher. Edgar covering. It goes 3-1 to retire Maude. However, each base runner does advance 90 feet. So Landon Gaz now on third base. Luke Skinner on second. And it brings up Harrison Garrett with one out in the bottom of the second. The Central Wisconsin Mashers trailing by five, and in front of a sellout crowd here at Witter Field. The stands are packed. First pitch on the way home, breaking ball on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and rightfully so. I mean, if you're going to come out to a game, this has got to be the best weather we have had all season long, and it comes on the best day of the year, too. Penultimate home game, and the 0-1 count is taken high for ball number one. The Rafters will play just one more time this season at Witter Field. I'm going to try to make the most of it. That is going to be in a few days on Wednesday against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 1-1 count taken for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. And so that'll be the final home game of the year. But the Mashers, their only game of the season. Breaking ball and a check swing, but it's fouled off by Garrett, so he stays alive. Still a 1-2 count. And Garrett, the right-handed hitting catcher, off to a hot start this year and still limited appearances. He's got a .364 batting average and a .1030 OPS due to his incredible on-base percentage. 1-2 count, taken inside, and yet another hit by pitch. My goodness, he just keeps getting beamed. And Garrett is off to the side in some pain right now, and that is not a good sign. The Rafters might have just lost Harrison Garrett here. He is shaking off that hand big time right now, and he's not even walking up that first baseline. That is not good. He has been hit by, now I believe that's six hit by pitches. And I mean, I tell you what, I mean, he takes some for the team, but that was his sixth hit-by-pitch of the season in just seven games. He has had 11 at-bats and seven hit-by-pitches. Six hit-by-pitches, I apologize. 11 at-bats and six hit-by-pitches, I mean, that is just undesirable to say the least, but I mean, hey, at least he's getting on base, and that's one of the things I was talking to him about earlier. He was hit by about four pitches in his first two or three games, and I was talking to him afterwards, and I said, hey, you're working on base, and he said, yeah, but I wish I could get hit by less pitches. And, well, he continues to take them. And with that, the Mashers now have the bases loaded. And with that, Tony Torres will step up to the plate. A big-time plate appearance for him. And Torres, the right-handed hitting DH, first pitch to him, misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Torres, 0-for-1 in his Rafters career. But he did draw a walk in his only other game as a player who steps up to the plate. 1-0 the count, in there for a strike. It's now a 1-1 count. Torres both pitching and hitting today. Pitching night might be done, however. 1-1 count, he swings and misses at a fastball. Just foul tips it. It's now a 1-2 count. Bases are loaded, one out in the bottom of the second. Was watching him in batting practice earlier today, and he hit one over the left field wall, so he's got power. Former two-way player, 1-2 count, grounded foul toward the Rafters dugout. So still a 1-2 count. And Torres, he did get some bats while playing JUCO back at El Paso. But ever since he moved to southeastern Louisiana, did not. He became a pitcher only. Grounds one over to third base, and it sneaks on through into left field. Just on by third base. Here comes one run. Here comes another. And Torres is into second. An RBI, two RBI double for Tony Torres. His first hit as a Rafter, and it's a big one. Makes this now a 5-2 ball game in the bottom of the second. And the Mashers offense is moving. Now at the plate, Eric Harper. He swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Harper, the top of the order for the Rafters. He is back up for his second plate appearance of the game. And Donnie Edgar finally showing some signs of not being immaculate out there. 0-1 count and a check swing. He didn't go. It's a 1-1 count. I mean, Edgar had just been incredible up to this game, but seemingly getting roughed up by the Rafters. 1-1 the count. It's a big swing and a miss from Harper. 1-2 the count. And Harper, you look at him, especially as of late, over his last seven games, he's batting .320 for the Rafters. 8-for-25 with four walks. So he's getting on base over 40% of the time. A real turnaround from early season. 1-2 the count. Taken inside for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. And Harper on the season. His numbers still working back up there. Batting just .203, but the OPS climbing .625. Runners on second and third and one out. And Harper bounces one up the middle. Going to be a tough one. Can they beat out the throw? Not quite, but it still is an RBI. It goes 6-3, and it sends home Harrison Garrett from third base. Along with that, Tony Torres moves to third base. And it brings up Kareem Arusovic with a man on third and two away in the bottom of the second. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Edgar. First pitch on the way home from Edgar. Called on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Arusovic up for the second time this game. He is 0-for-1 after flying out to left field back in the first inning. 0-1 the count. Edgar taking his time. Fires home. Gets a big swing and a miss from Arusovic. 0-2, and the Mashers showing off the offense here. 5-3 ball game. Lakeshore still has the lead, but trying to get back into it. 0-2 count, taken outside for ball number one. Now 1-2 to Arusovic. And Arusovic, another red-hot bat for the Mashers. Over the last six games, he's got a 1269 OPS, 423 batting average. 1-2 the count, misses outside, now a 2-2 count. In those six games, he's got 11 hits, including three doubles and two homers. So trying to show off the power in front of the Witherfield faithful, He's got a 2-2 count and swings and misses early. Now we'll try and book it for first. The throw from the catcher over to first base, and it knocks off the first baseman. However, he is able to tag the bag, and that takes care of Arusevic on the strikeout. So with that, the Mashers are able to bring home three runs, and they do so on a pair of hits. And along with that, the Chinooks did make one error. The Mashers left one on base. We go to the third. It is 5-3 Lakeshore on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
What a shocker coming back in to talk about the Mashers versus Chinooks matchup. The Mashers are sending out a man from the bullpen for the first time this season. It's Seth Spencer coming out of the bullpen. I tell you what, I was not expecting that when we entered today. Spencer started just a few days ago back against the Madison Mallards, really struggled in that appearance. However, getting back on track here, we'll see what he can do. He's been a ton better at home than on the road, and we'll see if he can continue to use the home dirt to his advantage. 1-0 count, now 2-0 count to Sam Meidenbauer, who leads off the top of the third inning. So Tony Torres, his night is done as that pitch misses for ball number three, a 3-0 count. And Spencer, at home this season, he's got a 2-3 record. That one called on the outside edge, now 3-1 the count. However, he's gone 33 2/3 innings entering this game with a 2.41 ERA at home. That one high and outside, ball number four, and sends Sam Meidenbauer over to first base, a leadoff walk. But he's been fine with issuing the walks. Even though he allows walks, he's able to get strikeouts, which a lot of times cancel out those walks, which is why he's been so good at home. Seeing if he can keep that rolling along. First pitch on the way, gets a swing and a miss from Dylan Sales, and he shows off the missed bat ability with that pitch. Hoping to get more of that. 0-1 the count. Dylan Sales, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. 0-1 count. It's hit out towards center field. Beauchene is underneath it. Slows down. Makes the catch. Out number one. First batter retired out of the bullpen by Seth Spencer in his Rafters career. And Spencer had previously started 11 games. Actually, 12 games, sorry, for Wisconsin Rapids. In those 12 games, because of the road troubles that he's had, his ERA up to 6.34 as the first pitch to Owen DeShazo misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Runner on first base is Sam Meidenbauer, and he thought about taking off, but the 1-0 called for a strike as it gets in there. Now a 1-1 count. DeShazo 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the second inning. right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup, 5-3 lead for the Chinooks in the top of the third, and a grounder goes foul down the third baseline. Now 1-2 the count. And Seth Spencer, man, just a guy that is trying to be a leader on this team, and you love to see what he brings to the pitching staff, and he has a pickoff move over to first. What a throw. Got Meidenbauer all caught up on that pickoff, and he is out for the second out of the third inning. Brings up Owen DeShazo with the bases empty and two away. Still a two-run game, and the 1-2 count fouled back by DeShazo. He stays alive. And DeShazo has seen some big-time success against the Rafters throughout the season. However, not last night, and I mentioned that earlier in his first plate appearance. However, he's still batting .318 in seven games against Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 count, misses low, now 2-2, and that's before he singled back in the second inning. Got a homer and a double against Wisconsin Rapids as the 2-2 count can't clip the bottom part of the zone. Now 3-2, and Spencer trying to finish off the inning. Had a pickoff move and a flyout. 3-2 count, and DeShazo trying to get on base any way possible. He fouls one back and stays alive. Another pitch will come up next. It's the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. And Seth Spencer coming in to take out Tony Torres here in the inning, and we'll bring you Torres's line after this, but that one on the inside edge, and it misses for ball number four, and an eight-pitch walk. What a plate appearance from Owen DeShazo as Cade Sears steps back up to the plate for his second at-bat of the game. Runner on first and two away in the top of the third. Still a 5-3 lead for the Central Wisconsin Mashers, and showing bunt, it's taken just away for ball number one. Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder, really struggling against the Rafters. He struck out three times last night, going 1-4. Takes this pitch low, nearly bounces away, but able to be picked back up. Worth noting, that is Peyton Bryant who came into the game behind the plate. So Peyton Bryant comes in for Harrison Garrett as the Rafters make a move after Garrett got hit by a pitch, and the runner taking off as this one misses low and bounces away. It's now a 2-1 count. So I just noticed that right now. Apologies for not getting that to you earlier. Looks like everything else has stayed the same for the Mashers. 2-1 count, swing and a miss. Now 2-2. So Peyton Bryant, who was our pregame guest of the show, he takes over for Harrison Garrett, who was hit in the wrist by a pitch. And the 2-2 count misses outside. Now a 3-2 count. And Seth Spencer trying to work with the new Wisconsin Rapids catcher. 3-2 count coming home. It's popped up middle of the infield. Trailing over to it, the Mashers second baseman Skinner underneath it. He makes the play for out number three in a relatively harmless third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base for the Chinooks. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-3 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Puckawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Central Wisconsin Mashers back to work here at Witter Field, taking over for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and the Mashers 3 runs in the bottom of the second inning. They trailed 5-0 at that point in time. However, a shutout top of the third inning by Seth Spencer. And Spencer, man oh man, he has just excelled at home and trying to keep things rolling along. I did get a chance to talk to him earlier today about pitching on the road versus pitching at home, but I'll bring that to you once he gets back on the mound. And the Mashers going to get the offense rolling here as Jake Beauchesne will lead off the bottom of the third, 5-3 the Chinooks lead. And Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Donnie Edgar. Edgar is back out for his third inning, which should be expected because Edgar's gone between 4 to 6 innings in his previous 3 starts. 4 was his lowest, and that was his last time out, but it was a shutout game for him. Now he's allowed the 3 runs to come across back in the second inning. And this one is launched down the left field line, going fair or foul. Is it out of here? It is not. Just foul. Oh, man. Jake Beauchesne nearly took the team lead in home runs. He is currently tied atop the team leaderboards with Junior Barajas with 6. He launched that one but a few feet to the left. 0-1 the count. He now grounds one foul down the third baseline. 0-2 the count. And Beauchesne 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning. And Beauchesne, one of the best hitters in the Northwoods League, really over this second half, but specifically over the last couple of weeks. He sends one high in the air out towards left field, but this is not going to get out of here. Called off by the center fielder, and Cade Sears this time is able to bring it in for out number 1. 1-1 one down, and brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the base is empty and one away in the bottom of the third. And Kobayashi, man, he has had a good stretch of games as of late. However, his last 2 not going his way. Trying to get back on track, and he'll look to do so against a good pitcher in Edgar. This game, 0-for-1. He rounded out 5-3 back in the first inning on the first pitch he saw. One away and the base is empty in the bottom of the third, and a breaking ball clips the inside part of the zone. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi comes from Lewis Clark State College on the season, batting .235. 0-1 count is hit out towards center field. Underneath it is Sears, and he will make the catch for out number 2. Back-to-back flyouts to center field, and it brings up Landon Gaz with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the third. Still a 2-run lead for Lakeshore, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Donnie Edgar. Gaz, 0-for-1 in the game. However, he did reach on an error back last inning to lead off the frame. First pitch fouled away, 0-1 the count. It was a fly ball out towards center field that Sears tried running up on, but it just bounced in and out of his glove. 0-1 the count. And the pitch gets a swing and a miss. Now 0-2. And Beauchesne, Kobayashi, and Gaz, those 3, you love having them really hit. Really, the top 5 in the order have been near unstoppable over the past couple of weeks. 0-2 count, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike number 3. So Gaz retired, and that is a tough three to retire, but Donnie Edgar able to do the part. He has now retired the last five mashers in a row, and a three up, three down, third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth, and the mashers down 5-3 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Up until a week ago, Tony Torres had never made a start for the rafters, and Seth Spencer had never come out of the bullpen. Each of them are switching that up today. Torres was the starter, and Seth Spencer making his first appearance out of the bullpen for the Central Wisconsin Mashers as the alternate identity for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters today. It's the top of the fourth inning and a 5-3 lead for the Chinooks. The start did not go the way of Tony Torres, but Seth Spencer, a pretty good first inning back in the third, and now in the top of the fourth, first pitch for a strike. 0-1 comes home, but that misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. And Noah Goddard leading things off for the Lakeshore Chinooks, who have a two-run lead, and the 1-1 count misses away. Now 2-1. Noah Goddard will be followed by Bubba Heidler, and back to the top of the card for David Miza, due up in the top of the fourth. 2-1 count, gets a big swing and a miss from Goddard, now 2-2. And back in the second inning, Goddard had a big RBI single that made it a two-run lead for Lakeshore. That pitch missing in the dirt, now a 3-2 count. Made it 2-0 in the second inning. That was followed up by a couple more RBIs. It was four straight RBIs during this part of the order for the Lakeshore Chinooks, and now grounded over towards short. Tough play for Harper, and he sails it into the side of the field, bouncing off the fence in right. It goes right back and hits Lachlan Maude, who is the Mashers' first baseman today. Not the throw that Harper was hoping for, but ultimately doesn't result in too much. It does go down as an error, however, as Goddard likely would have been out had the throw been on time. Although that one's a tough error to take as Bubba Heidler shows bunt first pitch. It is pulled back on as it misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Heidler, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Spencer. Runner on first is Goddard. And the 1-0 count on the way home in there called for a strike. It's now 1-1. Heidler also had an RBI in the second inning, an RBI single that made it 3-0, has a 75% swing, and that's a strike, but it does get away from Peyton Bryant as Noah Goddard will send on over to second with the wild pitch. 1-2 the count, and Heidler, the shortstop for the Chinooks, has a chance to send home another run as that one misses high and inside and bounces straight off the glove of Bryant back in front of him. Now a 2-2 count, and Bryant's been having a little bit of trouble defensively catching the ball so far. Seems like maybe a little bit off line with his pitcher, Seth Spencer, and so they have a little meeting in between home and the pitcher's mound. Now back to their respective positions. Bubba Heidler ready to go with a 2-2 count. Runner on second is Noah Goddard. Still a 5-3 lead for the Chinooks, and a swing and a miss from Heidler. That takes care of him. First strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer, and it brings up David Mizza to the plate with a runner on second and one away in the top of the fourth. And Mizza, left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Seth Spencer looking to keep that runner on second, and it misses away. Now ball number one, a 1-0 count. Mizza, man, he had a good day yesterday. He's carried it over into today. 1-2 on the game, an RBI and a triple. Also a run scored. 1-0 the count coming home. It's hit out towards right field. That will get down for a hit. Another single for the Chinooks as David Mizza picks one up and sends the runner over to third base. So now they are on the corners with only one out in the top of the fourth. David Mizza, yesterday, he went 3-5 in the game with a double and two singles. He also reached on an error and stole two bases. Today, he's already got two hits. Back-to-back multi-hit games for David Mizza against the Rafters. And the first pitch to Jack Council in there called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Runners on the corners and the 0-1 count called on the outside edge for strike number two. Council not getting the bat off here, but 1-2 on the game. He's already got two RBIs. Another hit here could bring in another RBI as that pitch misses inside. Throw on down to second, trying to catch the runner, and it gets away from Luke Skinner as the runner will come home from third. And Skinner tapping his chest saying, my bad, but I believe that will go as an error on the catcher, Peyton Bryant. It's a stolen base for David Mizza. And then Noah Goddard comes home to score on the E2. So runner on second as that pitch misses for a ball. It's now a 2-2 count. And the pitch on the way home misses low, blocked by Bryant. 3-2 the count. And Council trying to reach base for the second time today. Singled back in the second inning. Grounded out back in the first, but it was an RBI in the first inning. 3-2 coming home. It's a grounder high over towards third. Arusevic going to have to force it to first, but just in time. It's a 5-3 putout and keeps the runner on second. Brings up Brock Parmer with two away in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 6-3 lead for Lakeshore. After they scored the run on the error, and now the runner taking off for third. It's called on the outside edge for a strike. Stolen base for David Mizza. No throw down from Peyton Bryant. And it's an 0-1 count to Parmer. Parmer, 0-2 on the game with two strikeouts. He swings and misses at strike number two. 0-2 the count. And Parmer, the beer batter of the game for the Mashers. And, well, he certainly provided the fans some happiness. And he swings and misses at strike number three. Third strikeout of the game for Brock Parmer. Not his night. And Seth Spencer able to get out of this inning without allowing an earned run. Although one run did come across for the Chinooks. That came on one hit, two errors, and the Mashers left one on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is 6-3 Lakeshore on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
What is dedication? The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Central Wisconsin Mashers trail it 6-3. And leading off, Luke Skinner. First pitch to him, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Skinner sends one in the air out towards center field, trailing back to the warning track. It is caught just a step in front of the wall by Cade Sears for out number one. Oh man, Luke Skinner nearly had that one sent over the center field wall, but couldn't quite get enough of it, as it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with one out and the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth. 3-run lead for the Chinooks. Maude, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Edgar. First pitch from Edgar coming home. It misses the outside by just a touch. It's a 1-0 count. Maude 0-1 on the game. He grounded out 3-1 back in the second inning. Checks his swing, but doesn't matter. It's called for a strike on the breaking ball. Now a 1-1 count. And Maude playing first base. I talked to him a little bit earlier today about playing first defensively versus catching, as he grounds one over to shortstop. Picked up, long throw to first, but in plenty of time. It's a 6-3 put out to take care of the Rafters first baseman. And now it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate, who took over for Harrison Garrett earlier in the game. And Bryant getting his first plate appearance of the night. He was a defensive replacement for Garrett. And Garrett did end up coming around to score. He did not get a pinch runner, but had to come out of the game after that. Sends a fly ball by Bryant. Foul down the right field line. The first baseman nearly coming over to it, but not quite able to grab it, as the count now moves to 0-1. And Peyton Bryant, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Edgar. Bryant trying to carry on where Garrett took off. And Harrison Garrett continuing to get on base, although not comfortably to say the least, taking a hit by pitch. 0-1 the count coming home. That one on the inside edge, called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. And Bryant ended the game reaching base the final two plate appearances after starting his Rafters career 0-3, but able to turn it around at the right time. 0-2 count, laced over to shortstop. Nice pick. Throw sidearm over to first. It's in time for the 6-3 putout. Impressive play and pick by Bubba Heidler, as that takes care of Peyton Bryant for out number three. Another three up, three down inning for Lakeshore. That's eight consecutive Mashers retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fifth. It's 6-3 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It seemed like the Mashers might have had a beat on Donnie Edgar in the second inning. However, Edgar's been able to turn it around. He's retired the last eight Mashers in a row, and now he keeps it a three-run lead for Lakeshore as we head into the top of the fifth. The Chinooks turning to Sam Meidenbauer at the plate, and Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for his third plate appearance of the game. And Seth Spencer out for the third inning of the game. Gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Spencer struck out two batters in the fourth inning, however, did allow his first unearned run of the game to cut across as this one is grounded over towards second. Picked up, tough throw to first as Skinner falls to the ground, but wouldn't have been in time either way as it bounces out of the glove of Maud. That's going to be an infield single for Sam Meidenbauer, as Luke Skinner would have had made an incredible play on that. Nearly did, but not quite in time either way. Brings up Dylan Sales to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fifth. Still a 6-3 lead for Lakeshore. And Meidenbauer, you got to watch for him. First pitch on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Dylan Sales, the left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Spencer. 0-1 coming home, misses high for ball number one. It's now a 1-1 count. And Sales, 1-for-2 on the game. His last time up, flew out to center field. That was against Seth Spencer in the third inning. Pickoff move back to first. Checks on Meidenbauer. And Meidenbauer, back in that third inning, he had a leadoff walk, but he was picked off over there on a move by Seth Spencer. So now he's going to be watching a little bit closer. And another pickoff move from Spencer keeps Meidenbauer on the bag. Still a 1-1 count. And the pitch on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And behind Sales, Owen DeShazo is due up in the fifth inning. And the 1-2 count, grounded foul down the first base line. Still 1-2 the count. And Meidenbauer going to see if he can advance, as this one is a fly ball out towards left field. Underneath it is Gaz. He'll make the play and throw it back in on the fly out, as Owen DeShazo will come up to the plate with a runner on first and one away in the top of the fifth inning. And Owen DeShazo, 1-for-1 on the game, but he's reached twice. He drew a walk on 8 pitches his last time up. Swings and misses at the first one here. 0-1 the count. Before that walk, though, he had a single on the fifth pitch of the plate appearance back in the second inning. Eventually came around to score as well as the 0-1 count. Instead is a pickoff move over to first base. Still 0-1 the count. righty-lefty matchup between DeShazo and Spencer, and a grounder over towards third. Arusovic thought about second, but instead will just go to first, and Maude makes the catch as that goes 5-3, although the runner does advance to second base. And so Cade Sears will step up to the plate with a runner on second and two away in the top of the fifth inning. And Sears, left-handed hitting center fielder, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Lefty-lefty matchup. And Sears 0-2 on the game. Last time up, popped out to second base. Before that, he struck out swinging as this one is fouled back. Now a 1-1 count. Noah Goddard on deck if it gets there. And Beth Spencer firing it home. It gets fouled down the first base line. 1-2 the count. And Spencer just one strike away from working out of another inning without an earned run. 1-2 the count. And the pitch on the way home misses outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Easton Zempel is warming up in the bullpen. Now 2-2 coming home. It is high for ball number three. 3-2 the count. And taking a look at Cade Sears, he's continued to struggle against the rafters as of late. Swings and misses at this one, and another strikeout there. That's his fifth time striking out over the last two games, and that ends the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth as it remains 6-3 Lakeshore here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game for the Lakeshore Chinooks as Ryan Richter takes over for Donnie Edgar. Edgar ended up going four innings pitched. He allowed three runs. All three were earned on just three hits. No walks, two strikeouts. He did hit one batter with a pitch, and along with that, he did not have any balks, no wild pitches, and he faced 17 total batters on 56 pitches before coming out of the game. Ryan Richter taking over, and Richter comes into this game a right-hander from UW Oshkosh. He's 6'5", 225, a freshman native of Waukesha, Wisconsin. And Richter hoping to keep the Chinooks on top, but the Central Wisconsin Mashers hoping to get back on the right track, as it'll be up to Tony Torres to lead things off in the bottom of the fifth. 6-3 Lakeshore leads, and Torres will be followed by Eric Harper, Kareem Arusovic as well, due up in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Torres, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Tony Torres started the game on the mound, but was also the DH as the 1-0 count. Hits the inner part of the plate, now a 1-1 count. And the Shohei Ohtani rule coming into effect as that pitch clips the outside corner, now 1-2. So even though he came out of the game as a pitcher, he remains in as a DH. He's treated as a separate player on the lineup card. 1-2 count, misses in the dirt and goes all the way to the backstop. Now a 2-2 count. And that's big for the Mashers, who saw Torres have a 2-RBI double back in the second inning. 2-2 the count coming home. It's a check swing, but called strike three, and that takes care of Tony Torres for the first out of the fifth inning. First K of the game for Ryan Richter, and it brings up Eric Harper to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fifth. The Mashers have now seen their last nine consecutive batters retired. Harper started off that streak, but it was an RBI for him as he checks his swing, but goes around and fouls the ball back on a foul tip. 0-1 the count. Harper sends one over to third, and it's caught out of the air on a line, and man, oh man, that's a tough play as it was a screamer over to third. They call it the hot corner for a reason, and that takes care of Eric Harper for the second out of the inning. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. Still a 6-3 lead for Lakeshore, and Arusovic, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Richter. Shows bunt, pulls back, and that one called high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Arusovic 0-2 on the game. He struck out swinging his last time up and flew out to left the previous plate appearance. Swings and misses at the 1-0 count. Now it is 1-1. And the Central Wisconsin Mashers, the alternate identity of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. One day only, that's today. It's a fly ball down the left field line, shallow enough for the third baseman, who will track out and make the catch for out number three. And that is a three up, three down inning yet again for the Mashers. That is 11 consecutive batters retired. And in the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. It is 6-3 Lakeshore on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Central Wisconsin Mashers are turning to yet another pitcher here as we get to work in the sixth inning. Easton Zempel will make his debut for Wisconsin Rapids today. And Zempel, a right-hander who comes from UW-Stevens Point, this is his first time appearing in a game, and the first pitch of his misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Noah Goddard leading off the top of the sixth inning, and Goddard, 1-for-2 on the game, but he's reached both times as the 1-0 count misses outside. Now a 2-0 count. Goddard reached on an error in the fourth inning, eventually came around to score on another error, and he singled with an RBI in the second inning. 2-0 count, called a ball, now 3-0, and Zempel from UW-Stevens Point, a teammate of Kenny Schultz. 3-0 the count coming home, misses outside for ball number four, and a four-pitch walk to Noah Goddard as it brings up Bubba Heidler to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the sixth. Heidler, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. Mentioned it earlier, Zempel making his debut and hoping to get things rolling along. He is a 6'6", 215-pound junior. First pitch, misses for a ball. 1-0 count. And the pitch on the way home, in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. And Heidler trying to get things rolling along. Runner on first is Goddard. Hasn't shown too much aggressiveness on the base paths today as that one just misses outside. 2-1 the count.